to a celebration of Pentecost. And several days ago, when some of us were meeting in a gallery, we wondered, does Pentecost come from the top? Or does it come from the inside, out? Or does it come from the side, in? Does it come sideways, vertical, horizontally? And we really couldn't figure out. We decided tonight that Pentecost would be like, from the inside out. And that if we could imagine fire and flame and its height tonight, it would be the gift that we have of expressing our uniqueness. Now, not everyone's uniqueness will be represented here tonight, but a lot of the village uniqueness will be expressed tonight. And that the gift of the Spirit is that we are human. It's an exhilarating, exhaling night. So keep breathing. Not only inhaling, but keep exhaling as much as possible. But hold your breath for a half hour. It won't be worth it. Just keep breathing. And breathe with us, and once in a while sigh, and pray along the way that the Spirit may bring into our village again tonight some of the excitement that comes with His glory. Actually, our theme tonight is Pentecost is. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Created a form
freed from the cage. And while the service continues, in an exciting way, we're going to have one of the candlelight tonight. It's safe. No worries. But when the curtain closes, this man, who in his imagination has welded himself in, is going to be cut out. And when you see him again, the cage will be open. The story of a man's life, a woman's life, the life of a child. We sing the Spirit song. We are one in the Spirit.
Thank you.
And we looked for a tree and decided that the best kind of tree was a root. says, you're going to stumble, but Christ isn't going to fall. Amen. is an African American.
He is not true
with us. That's a good promise.
He is not true with us.
The man who says, child of the yours.
Yeah.
have an inch car. Well, all the pieces of junk that I found up the hill. So I figured, and I want to give it to someone who is needing tomorrow. I would like to have it taken home and restore it to the instruments. Just to see what it's like to fool around with the thing that has lost its meaning. And to see if all you do is fooling around, anything big comes to mind.
Not like Moses, veil over his face, so that the Israelites might not see the end of the fading splendor. But their minds were hardened, for in this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ it is taken away. Yet, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when a man turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Hey. Thank you. do you get the impression that maybe it takes more than one to do it? May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us his peace.